In response to the opioid crisis, a national drugstore chain has installed permanent medication disposal receptacles in some of its pharmacies in Massachusetts. Walgreens has put drop-off boxes in pharmacies at 13 of its stores in Massachusetts, including the one on Sumner Avenue in Springfield, the only Western Massachusetts location, where people can dispose of unused or unwanted medications at no cost and no questions asked. Brad Ulrich, a regional vice president of Walgreens Company, said many people don't know what to do with prescription and non-prescription medications they no longer use.
Many people do not realize it is not a good idea to flush them in the toilet for environmental reasons. It is also not a good idea to dispose of them in the trash. So we need to make the safe disposal of medication easier, and these kiosks do just that.
The Sumner Avenue Walgreens was chosen for the program because it's a busy location, open 24 hours a day, according to Ulrich. The store's pharmacy manager, Nicole G., said the drug disposal receptacle is clearly marked and easily accessible near the pharmacy counter.
People can just come up at their convenience. If they need our help, we'll assist them, but they do not by any means need to even speak to anyone or have a name on a bottle or anything. They can just put it into the kiosk on their own.
In announcing the program, Walgreens referenced national statistics that most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from a family member or friend and will often graduate to using heroin. At a press conference promoting the program, Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal praised Walgreens for its efforts to fight drug abuse.
So I think what Walgreens is doing here today to provide a safe opportunity for unwanted medications to be placed here is really an important part of the solution. We always hear these stories that we read where the home invasion or the house break-in, people go to the medicine cabinet of senior citizens.
Health officials say opioid overdoses kill 4 people a day in Massachusetts, a statistic Neal said is pretty staggering.
Everybody knows a family member, a neighbor, a friend, or somebody who now has the addiction. And getting them to step out of the shadows of shame and to seek relief is really a very important part of it.
Neal said overprescribing painkillers is one cause of the opioid crisis, but he said a balance has to be struck so as to not harm people who legitimately need pain medications. Massachusetts recently put restrictions on dispensing opioids by limiting first-time prescriptions to a 1-week supply. Walgreens' drug disposal program was also praised by Hampden County District Attorney Anthony Galluni and Hampden County Sheriff Mike Ash. Ash said 90% of inmates in the county jail have substance abuse problems, and many report their first drug use occurred as teens or preteens with access to someone's medicine cabinet.
We look at fighting crime, fighting incarceration. This is a great step forward, okay, in terms of being part of that solution.
Also, in response to the rise in drug overdose deaths, Walgreens is making the opioid antidote Naloxone available without a prescription in Massachusetts. Mercy Medical Center will offer free training on how to use Naloxone this Friday at the Sumner Avenue Walgreens from noon to 3 p.m. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.